The new government's asylum seeker policy is under fire again from Indonesia. Operation Sovereign Borders has now officially begun with the appointment of Deputy Chief of Army Angus Campbell to oversee turning back votes. But a senior Indonesian MP says the policy is offensive and illegal and it risks damaging relations between the two countries. A passenger train has smashed into a double-decker bus in Canada, killing six people and injuring dozens more. The accident took place at a level crossing on the outskirts of the capital, Ottawa. The front of the bus was sheared off and the train's engine car was derailed. The US Federal Reserve has defied expectations by opting to keep its economic stimulus program at current levels. Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed will continue to buy $85 billion a month in bonds until there's further evidence of a sustained recovery. US shares have hit record highs and the Aussie dollar has surged. More than 2,000 tourists have been airlifted from Acapulco in Mexico. The resort city has been flooded by the worst storms in decades. At least 57 people have been killed in floods and landslides right across the country. And a 50-year-old man is in a critical condition after a light plane crash in Western Australia. Witnesses have described seeing the plane plunge to the ground and explode into flames near Geraldton Regional Airport yesterday afternoon. The pilot, who is from Geraldton, has suffered serious burns.